Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lynn Joliker, in for Lisa Mullins. It's been just over a year since a network of community behavioral health centers opened in Massachusetts. The 26 facilities are part of a state initiative to give people fast, easy access to mental health care in every region of the state. Those who run the centers say, despite some barriers, that is happening, including when people are in their most vulnerable moments.
Good evening, Mobile Crisis. Maddie speaking. How can I help you?
It's around 7 o'clock on a Wednesday night, and this call center at a community behavioral health center in East Boston is gearing up to be open all night. Mental health clinicians from the center's mobile crisis team answer calls. Noxon Yuga is one of the clinicians on duty. He never knows what he'll hear from callers.
We have had people who are having a panic attack. We have had people who are having their first psychosis break, and they are frightened, you know, hallucinating and seeing things that they never saw before.
The call takers then dispatch other clinicians to meet with those people and evaluate them. That can happen at home or at school, even at a subway station or coffee shop, usually within an hour of their call. These crisis interventions are one of several levels of care Massachusetts Community Behavioral Health Centers, or CBHCs, are required to offer. They also have to provide urgent care for mental health needs that aren't quite a crisis and routine ongoing care.
I walked in here and I asked for services and I got in immediately.
Rebecca Higgins has been a client at the East Boston Center for 9 months. Before she came here, she says she struggled with addiction for 20 years. She also has depression. In May of last year, she decided her life was going to change.
I saw somebody at the desk. I said I needed help with substance abuse. They guided me. They gave me a navigation person, which gave me an appointment for therapy.
She entered an intensive outpatient program at the CBHC several days a week. That included group therapy and visits with a recovery coach. Kate Moore directs crisis programs for North Suffolk Community Services, which runs the East Boston Center.
In a day and age where we like everything on Amazon or one click, right? Now we have the one click here. Your psychiatry, your therapy, your substance use treatment, whatever you need, we can do it in one place.
And the care is completely covered by most versions of the state's Medicaid program, MassHealth. North Suffolk has offered mental health care in East Boston for more than 60 years, but it had to bring all of its outpatient services under one roof and expand its hours in order to become a community behavioral health center. Samantha Green Atchley is a clinical social worker who directs the East Boston Center. She compiled data that showed demand exploded after it became a CBHC, particularly in one age group.
The increase in child intakes has been pretty insane.
Wow, 450%?
Yes.
From April to April?
Yes.
Green actually says that's partly because the pandemic led to more mental health challenges for kids, and there was pent-up demand. Other clinicians had such long wait lists, they referred lots of people to the centers once they opened. CBHCs had a hard time staffing up to meet the demand. They're doing better now overall. But Green actually says in East Boston, they can't hire enough staff because they've run out of space. They're concerned about that affecting the care they offer to people.
We do very well in terms of getting people in, but in terms of meeting everybody's needs about how often they want to be seen for follow-up care, where they want to be seen for follow-up care, do they want to be on telehealth, do they want to be in person, all of that is challenging.
As more people got help at centers like this one last year, another important metric dropped. There was a 32% decrease in people boarding in hospital emergency departments waiting for inpatient psychiatric beds, according to state health officials. One of the state's goals when it spearheaded the CBHCs was to reduce ER visits for mental health care. Riverside Community Care's CBHC in Milford is part of that effort. Sunlight streams in huge windows of the newly renovated building as the center's director, Julie Greiner-Ferris, brings us in.
So let me just walk a little bit this way.
There are clusters of lush plants. Local photographs and paintings by kids who use the center decorate the walls.
So we really wanted to make this a space that doesn't feel blocked off or dreary.
All day, people call and walk into the Milford Center looking for help.
So I'm very glad that you were connected to us. I'm very sorry about the experience that you guys had.
By day's end, about 170 people have been seen for various kinds of sessions, treatments, and interventions. Again, Julie Greiner Ferris.
My hope is that this place is somewhere that people know that they can come when they need some kind of support, feel responded to when they do, and feel respected.
But there's one problem. Some people can't access all of the support available because their insurance doesn't cover all of it. Unlike MassHealth, many private insurers do not cover the full range of care at CBHCs. This can include assistance from peer support specialists, wellness assessments with nurses, and help with housing and food needs. Kim Fisher is a vice president at Riverside Community Care. She says the organization is hearing from privately insured people who are upset to find out they're not covered for everything.
It feels very uncomfortable for providers. It's almost as if we're denying care to a segment of the population, and we feel really uneasy would be, I think, the least word I could use in that particular circumstance. It feels not right and not even ethical to us.
Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts, the largest insurer in the state, tells us it's exploring additional coverage for CBHC services along the lines of what MassHealth provides. Rebecca Higgins is on MassHealth and says she doesn't know what she'd do without the support she's gotten at the center in East Boston.
I mean, I can ask for anything here.
Anything such as?
Being able to talk to somebody, being able to call somebody with my depression, just to be able to open up.
She just finished her intensive program this month and says she's now thinking about a different kind of future than the one she thought she would have. State health leaders have set up a helpline to connect people with mental health services, including the community behavioral health centers. You can call or text that number, 833-773-2445. Again, that's 833-773-2445.